I don't think O'Neill Cruz really understands how to play baseball. I'm gonna be totally blunt here. I mean, he just reminds me of a guy just out there trying, you know, to use his physical ability, but he swings at bad pitches. He makes bad decisions on the bases. He's so-so as a fielder. And, you know, he reminds me very much of Gregory Polanco. Oh. You remember when Polanco came up?
Yeah.
And he did all kind of – I mean, the guy clearly had talent, and at times he showed it. But, you know, he made, like, terrible base-running decisions. He ruined his career with by messing his shoulder up running the bases. And I just think that Cruz just does not have a feel for the game of baseball.
Things you didn't want to hear on – May 2nd, 30 games in, and O'Neill Cruz is being compared to Gregory Polanco. Gregory Polanco, when he was coming up, was compared to Daryl Strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Big, tall, swings the bat from the left side, strong, strapping, pretty swing, and then Gregory Polanco became what Gregory Polanco did. I don't want to buy hook, line, and sinker into what John Parato just said, because I do think it's early. It's still early. He has not played 150 Major League Baseball games yet. But I don't know if I'm doing that more because I don't want to believe it. Because what my eyes are telling me is, yeah, I can see exactly what John Parato's talking about there. They need him to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, not just good. They need him to be great. This is year five. It's year five.
There's either two ways to handle this. It's either embrace and help him develop into a player and invest a lot of time into the little things and the mechanics that he needs to do to become a really good baseball player, or all gloves off. Just let him go play. Like, there's no rules.
Yeah.
There's no thinking. You just go out there and be the athlete you are. There's either two ways. You can't be in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's where the Pirates are right now as a team. Everybody's in the middle. Like, oh, we don't know if we should watch pitches, but, you know, we're being told this by Shelton. We're being told this by Haynes. They may be on the same page, but there's a philosophy that we want to play under, and they think that that's going to help us win, so we got to abide by that. But I know that, you know, even though I do have to watch a pitch that I could probably swing at it and probably poke one out or get a hit, I have to do it. Like, there can't be that middle ground, especially with a guy like O'Neill Cruz. You either take the gloves off and let him play and be an athlete, or you take the time to develop his game.
It's why I do keep coming back to, and it's low-hanging fruit, but sometimes the obvious answer is the right one. You do have to get rid of Andy Haynes. You just absolutely have to, because you need to see if these guys are guys or not, or yep. if they're not guys. Change the philosophy, get him out, get a new voice in here, and see if that helps things. Because in year five, for this management group, you need to be winning baseball games. You're not going to win baseball games without O'Neill Cruz, without Jack Sawinski. Name a guy. Name a guy. They're all sucking right now. That's just the reality. You need to cut bait with the hitting coach to find out if the guys are the problem or if the philosophy is the problem. I think I'm leaning more towards philosophy is the problem. You ain't going to find out for sure unless this guy's gone.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Is the philosophy, and Kellis, you can weigh in too if you want. Is the philosophy in Major League Baseball to have a philosophy, especially at the plate?
Like,
do most teams have a philosophy of the way that they want to approach games at the plate?
It's mostly the three true outcomes right now, which is walks. There's going to be walks, there's going to be strikeouts, there's going to be home runs. And the game has sort of evolved because you got rid of the shift. And so putting the ball in play is more important. And on base has always been important since Moneyball came out, basically, right? Mm-hmm. But look at the A's. I can't believe I just said that. Look at the A's. They just hit home runs.
Right.
Over 50% of the runs are home runs. We came into the year thinking Jack Sawinski, Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, to lesser extents, Andrew McCutchen, and
Brian Hayes.
Key Brian Hayes are going to... They've all got some level of pop. I didn't think they'd go on these prolonged slumps because I thought that they would hit home runs. They need to get back into that philosophy, in my opinion, Doran. Let it fly because, okay, their philosophy now is let's get on base. And they are drawing walks. And that, I get that that's valuable. But this was never, and we talked about this, going to be a lineup that was going to string hits together. So getting on base, what's the value in clogging up the base paths if you're not going to string hits together, if you're not going to be able to get hits with runners in scoring position? They're like 2 for their last 40 with runners in scoring position. Someone tweeted it out yesterday. Bartolo Colon. Big old Bartolo Colon's batting average is higher in his career than what the Pirates has been with the runners in scoring position the last 10 games or so. Mm. What? Let your guys who have power make their own decisions at the plate and swing freely. And when you see a pitch that you think you can drive, well, I'm going to take that one. We got to drive up the pitch count. No, you're not that kind of team. Sorry, Callis.
No, that's okay. I think, if you're talking about a collective philosophy, I'm not a fan of that. I think you always have to have some sort of approach when you go to the plate, though.
Individually or as a team?
Yeah, individually.
Individually is different than a team.
Yeah, yep. As a whole team, though, yeah, I don't know. Like, I talked about this on the early morning show that the hitting coach, I think, should be responsible for adjusting every individual hitter based on their successes and struggles.
Yeah.
So if they have a whole team approach and it's not working, that's got to change, and it seems like it hasn't changed. Individually, you always want to have some sort of approach or philosophy. If we're arguing about a team philosophy, whatever it is, it clearly is not working.
I'd have to look at the percentages, but it feels like the Pirates are behind in the count
all
the time.
All the time.
And if you look at just the history of Major League Baseball, this ain't hard to figure out. When you're ahead in the count, batting average, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, all higher than when you're behind in the count. Guys like Andrew McCutchen are cut out to see a ton of pitches. They've got a mastery of the strike zone. He's made a career of getting on base. All right, if Kutch wants to be that guy and stand up there and see a bunch of pitches, I trust Andrew McCutchen. He's not hitting right now, but I trust Andrew McCutchen, at least the approach.
Yes.
O'Neal Cruz, if he gets 98 up in the zone, first pitch, go up there hunting, man. We've talked to John Wehner about stuff like this before. Look for a certain area of the strike zone. So you get up there, and it's 0-0 count, first pitch, you're looking up and away. You're looking to drive the ball to the opposite field. Or maybe you're looking middle in. And if that's what I see coming out of the hand, I'm gearing up, I'm going. Anything else you want to take the pitch, fine, take the pitch. But it shouldn't be going up there and just taking pitches for the sake of taking pitches. That to me is just, it's so antithetical to scoring runs when you've got these players that I can't believe that that's the approach that they're taking day in and day out from Andy Haynes and from Derek Shelton.
Whatever I think of this type of philosophy of getting walks and getting in the way that they're doing things is telling me, in a sense, that they don't believe in the guys that they have to do it differently. That's, in a sense, it's telling me that. I mean, how would you not? If I'm a player, you're basically telling me that, okay, like, I have to, you're putting handcuffs on me because you don't feel like we can actually be a good baseball team, or I could be a good player by just doing the aggressive nature of what I do at the plate.
Let me be me.
Yes. You're telling me that I am better off taking a walk.
Mm-hmm.
As a hitter. That's insulting. In a way, but I understand.
No, I get exactly what you're saying.
I understand what they're trying to accomplish. I get the higher level of what they're trying to do, but as a player, like, you're not going to let me be me?
Well, so to that point, I think it's a very good one. If you are the Yankee or the Red Sox with Kevin Youkilis, the Greek god of walks, and Manny Ramirez and Ortiz, all these guys, those Yankee Red Sox games would routinely be like 4.5 hours because both of those teams were driving up pitch counts, were taking walks, and they obviously had the big boppers and all that too that would then make you pay and you hit 3-run homers. You get what I'm saying. If your team is constructed with a bunch of veterans that have shown a propensity and ability to get on base, and you want to be the team that drives up pitch count and get to the soft underbelly of the bullpen, I get that. You've got a young baseball team here where Jack Sawinski should never be a guy going up there hunting walks. When he gets bat on baseball, ball go far. When O'Neal Cruz gets ball on baseball, ball go far. Think about his first homer of the season. It's like an accidental, excuse me, opposite field bomb. And we're thinking, oh, here's the makings of a guy who's going to go 30-30 this year. But they got O'Neal Cruz up there hunting walks with these incredibly high strikeout rates. And if you're up there hunting walks, you're seeing more pitches, you're going to be seeing more strikes, and all of a sudden, how many times is O'Neal Cruz up there? Is Jack Sawinski up there? And it's 1-2, 0-2, 2-2. That is just not going to work.